The Christmas Wish List on Hot 91.9.
Well done, Simon. You see, you're learning.
Yes.
You can teach a...
But this is such an important thing that I don't want to...
Yeah, no, it's quite simple. When I nod my head, you press the button that says Christmas Wish Music.
Pretend he's the emperor and you're the gladiator.
Right.
It's like a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Yeah, thumbs down, I die.
Screw this up and you're dead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
A nod, you're still in with a job.
Christmas Wish 2018, the original Christmas Wish exclusive to Hot 91.9 on Mansfield in the Morning. Right. You see, I've got problems because I
what?
This is becoming such an old show.
Because it's becoming.
Okay. Because yes. I think I may need bifocals soon.
Oh, my word. So we'd like a Christmas wish. I'll send it in.
Yes.
This is for my good friend Jeremy Mansfield. Jeremy has spent all of his life serving the community and being kind to almost everyone he meets except Simon. Lately, Jeremy is struggling to read anything at all. That's why he's not paying any of his bills. Jeremy needs some bifocals because he has used up all his medical savings on useless stuff like being in hospital for 43 days.
Yeah.
If there's anyone out there who can help, I know there are wishes that are more important than this. But I like him so much. He's such a friend.
And he's kind of important to Christmas Wish, so yes. We'd really like him to be able to read the things.
Yes.
Sam. That actually reminds me. This time last year, I was flat out.
Well, oh no, you were so ill. I came to visit you, and you made the nurse so angry.
Why?
Because you were so sick that I had to wash before coming in. So she dutifully watched me, you know, alcoholize my hands and my arms, and then she made me put on these big gloves. And then this plastic yellow apron.
Yeah.
And I walked in the room and you gave me a hug. And I just saw her face like, really? Just actually really? Why did I sanitize this woman? Anyway, back to somebody else who has needs.
Yes. We got an email in to our Christmas Wish email site. It's very simple. You send your email to christmaswish@hot919.co.za. Simon, why don't you get this particular lady on the line for me, please? Because I'd like to have a very short chat with her. And then introduce you to somebody who was part of the original Christmas Wish.
Yes.
In the form of Simon Parkinson. Because when we started Christmas Wish, he was one of the people who was a coordinator on Christmas Wish.
You know what I loved about this wish?
Yep.
How simple it is. Just so simple. It's stuff that you wouldn't even think of asking for because you're so privileged. Really, this is just a foregone conclusion for some people.
Yeah, true. But it's just as important as something.
Hello.
Jabulile? It's Jeremy Mansfield. How are you, Mama?
I'm well, and you?
I'm very well, thank you. Are you at the house?
No, I'm not.
You're not. Okay.
Yes.
Good. That's a good thing because we've got another team of people at the house. Jabulile, we just want you to tell us very briefly what the story is with your sister, with Thembelihle.
Okay. They recently had a baby.
Yeah.
And for a couple of months, can't afford a car seat. So
oh, wait, hang on.
I bought a car seat for my nephew.
Yeah. Okay. So now, hold on, Parky. Hold on a second. So you sent in the email to us, and it was a fairly simple request.
Very simple.
Yeah.
You just asked for a car seat for your sister for your nephew, 7 months old, and they are wriggly. They are wriggly at 7 months old. No, they are. And that's tough enough as it is. But even when you're little, little. You need to be in a car seat. I mean, you have to have one. And you said your sister and brother-in-law keep postponing getting one because they're so expensive. And what you said, which really touched us, is how you've entered all the competitions you can find for him because you can't afford it as well because you're going through your own tough time.
Yeah,
you tried
Everything. That was the one thing that the team turned around and said, this lady is doing everything she can, because you've already said you're going through your own financial difficulties. Tembelihle lives in Tembisa.
Mm-hmm.
She works shifts in a call center in Newtown. So everyone's having... And you know what, Jabulile, it's nothing to be ashamed of. Everyone is going through a rough time. It's been a really rough year, 2018.
Oh, this year must just end to really. Yeah. Maybe 2019 is going to be better.
Well, hopefully. Be. But listen, thank you very much for sending in this wish on behalf of your sister. We've got a whole team standing by, and we're going to cross over to them. We just wanted to touch base with you and get the background to it. So thank you for sending this wish in. And on behalf of Hot 91.9, may we wish you a very Merry Christmas, and hopefully 2019 is a better year for all of us.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we'll leave you to get on with your day. And let us now cross to the person that I was talking about.
The most unlikely elf ever.
Yeah, exactly. As you say, the most unlikely elf in the world.
Yes.
But he was an elf who helped us out on the original Christmas wish, and that's why he is part of this Christmas wish in the form of Simon Parkinson. Hello, Parky.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm all right. Welcome back to Christmas Wish, my friend.
Well, you know, it's one thing getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to help you out, and I'm not sure 9 years later I remember getting up. I'm older now. This is more difficult.
We all are. We all are, my man. But it's nice to have you on board. Now, we've just take us through this. You are in Tembisa at the moment, I take it.
Well, we are, but I don't know if you've ever been into Tembisa. It's a little bit like being in New York. There's lots of streets going one way and lots of streets going the other way.
Yeah.
So I've got Nick currently driving me around in circles, trying to find this house, which we thought we had, but then we were told we didn't have. We are literally around the corner, but I must admit we've been around about four corners, which look the same.
Okay. Well, you know what? Do you want to get back to us when you are ready to enter the house?
I tell you what, give us 5 minutes and we'll phone you straight back, and we're in with some great surprises, and we've actually got everything of the Bucky as a mother. No delivery. We are the people.
Ow. Okay.
I'm going to take that as a yes.
I think that is a yes, so let's play a bit of music, and then we'll get back to Parky and his team of elves who are in Tembisa at the moment.
The Christmas Wish. Send your wishes to Christmas Wish at hot919.co.za.